Welcome to Stork Science World, a podcast produced by Stork, the research productivity software that's revolutionizing how scientists work. I'm Jamie, and today I'm joined by my co-host Alex to discuss some fascinating new research on aging.
That's right, Jamie. I'm excited to dive into this groundbreaking study published in Nature Communications. It's all about a newly identified biomarker of aging that could potentially lead to interventions that might slow down age-related decline.
You know, Alex, finding reliable biomarkers of aging has been a major challenge in science. We've been searching for these universal indicators that could tell us how our bodies are aging at the molecular level, but most markers tend to be tissue-specific or affected by sex differences.
Exactly, and that's what makes this new research so interesting. The team identified something called the ectodysplasin A2 receptor, or EDA2R for short, which appears to increase with age across virtually all tissues. That's pretty remarkable when you think about it.
It really is. So let me break down what the researchers did. They implemented this clever bioinformatics approach to analyze gene expression across different tissues and ages. And EDA2R just kept popping up consistently as the most prominent tissue-independent marker of aging.
And what's fascinating is that this wasn't just in humans, Jamie. They found the same pattern in mice and rats too. EDA2R expression increased with age across species, which really strengthens the case for its importance in the aging process.
They even looked at models of accelerated aging, right? Like those mice with Hutchinson-Gilford progeria syndrome that age prematurely. And sure enough, EDA2R was significantly upregulated in those models compared to normal mice of the same age.
That's right. And here's where it gets really interesting. The researchers didn't just identify this correlation. They actually explored the functional significance of EDA2R, particularly in skeletal muscle. You know, muscle loss is a huge issue in aging.
Absolutely. Sarcopenia, that age-related loss of muscle mass and function, is a major contributor to frailty in older adults. So understanding the mechanisms behind it could be huge for developing interventions.
Exactly. So what they found was that when they increased EDA2R expression in muscle cells, it triggered inflammatory responses that mirrored aspects of aging-related sarcopenia. Essentially, just boosting this one receptor was enough to cause changes similar to what we see in aging muscle.
That's pretty remarkable. So it's not just a marker of aging, but potentially a driver of some aging phenotypes. And they tested this in both human and mouse muscle cells, right?
Yes, they overexpressed EDA2R in both mouse and human muscle cells and saw similar effects. Increased inflammation, changes in pathways related to muscle development, and increased protein breakdown. When they inhibited EDA2R, they saw reduced inflammation, suggesting it could be a potential therapeutic target.
Now, there's another piece to this puzzle, right? EDA2R is a receptor, which means it needs to bind to something to activate. And that would be the EDAA2 ligand, correct?
That's right, Jamie. The researchers found that levels of EDAA2, the ligand that binds to EDA2R, also increase with age and blood. And interestingly, they found elevated levels in conditions like type 2 diabetes, obesity, and insulin resistance, all of which are associated with increased risk of developing sarcopenia.
So it's like a double whammy. As we age, we have more of the receptor and potentially more of the ligand that activates it, especially if we develop these common age-related conditions.
Exactly. And what's really exciting is that this suggests the EDA2R/EDA2 signaling pathway could be a promising target for interventions to mitigate aging-associated phenotypes. If we could develop compounds that block this interaction, we might be able to reduce some of the inflammatory aspects of aging.
You know, what strikes me about this study is how comprehensive it was. They looked at data from multiple tissues, multiple species, and even large human cohorts, like the Netherlands Study of Depression and Anxiety and the Netherlands Twin Register. That's over 5,000 people.
I know, the scale is impressive. And they also found that EDA2R expression in blood was positively associated with C-reactive protein levels, which is a well-known marker of systemic inflammation. So this ties in with the whole inflammation angle they were exploring.
Right, and inflammation is increasingly recognized as a key component of aging, sometimes called inflammaging. So finding a potential master regulator of this process could be really significant.
Absolutely. Now, there is one limitation worth noting. Currently, there's no established antagonist specifically targeting EDA2R, which limits direct pharmacological interventions. But identifying this pathway is the crucial first step toward developing such compounds.
That's a great point. This is really the beginning of what could be a promising line of research. And it's worth noting that the research team was quite diverse, with contributors from institutions across Europe and Russia.
Yes, and they made their data and code openly available, which is always great to see for reproducibility and advancing the field. The code is available on GitHub and Zenodo for anyone who wants to dive deeper into their analyses.
So to sum up, this study identifies EDA2R as a unique, tissue-independent marker of aging that increases across species and may actually contribute to aging phenotypes, particularly through inflammatory pathways. And the EDA2R-EDAA2 signaling axis could be a promising target for future interventions.
That's exactly right, Jamie. And while we're still a long way from the fountain of youth, studies like this help us understand the fundamental processes of aging and potentially identify ways to promote healthier aging, which, let's face it, is something we're all interested in.
Absolutely. Well, that wraps up our discussion of this fascinating research. For our listeners who want to learn more, you can check out the full paper in Nature Communications. And remember, this podcast is brought to you by Stork, helping researchers be more productive and efficient in their scientific endeavors.
Thanks for tuning in to Stork Science World. We'll be back soon with more cutting-edge research to keep you informed about the latest scientific discoveries. Until next time.